Blog Talk Radio.
She say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. See me at the party, I'm chillin' in the cut. Looking thick as fuck. And she said she wanna chill. Well, baby, I'm tryna turn up. So many blunts on the table. I told her, ask to burn one. Shotgun in the buff, that gas. Shorty got a lot of ass. This is for the moment, but forever she think it'll last. Too focused up on our future while I'm focused on the cash. Wetter than a swimming pool. When I get in, I make it splash. Talking about relationships, that's not what she about to get. Let Shorty ride on the dick. She say I'm rude, well, call me Rick. Looking kinda mad and try to take a sip from my cup. I told her that I'm sorry, shorty, I'm just tryna turn up. She wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Chillin' in the club, and I'm sippin' on my Hennessy.
I got my
niggas tryna get in the VIP like they ask what some kind
of need. All
these niggas frauds, man, I swear they all my enemies. Talking behind my back, man, I swear they got this tendency.
Oh my God.
Scrollin' through my Insta, and shorty looking kinda nice.
Yo.
Man, I slid up in them DMs, cause I'm trying to link tonight.
Oh, yeah?
She slid me the Addy and told me that it's on site.
Oh, yeah?
Once I get back to a crib, I swear I beat that box right.
Like, oh,
everything
my God.
Was going good, and then shorty just started tripping.
Wow.
Not paying her no mind from the Henny I've been sipping.
That
then she tried to cuddle when I told her I got a coat. She said, I thought you loved me. I told her I could never love a hoe. Cause said she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Said she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up.
Ah, remember those days where you couldn't do what you wanna do? Say what you had to say, because you didn't have a way to express what it did not.
Let's go.
I'm just riding with my top down, and the air breeze is so cool. Got my drink on one side, nobody can tell me I can't take sips after sips, cause I don't condone in that drive. Put your ones in the air one time, if you feel me. Let's go to Sunset Drive, where the view is so spacious. We can see the top of the city like we run in. Because I really love you. can't complain because I really love it. And it's time to switch up now. Let's go to the moonrise. Better hope I don't change. The party is jumping like it's supposed to. The bright lights are bringing me in the crowd. Have a night for times like this. Let's take a drink now. Let's boogie till it's two. Then we're gonna dip up to a special place. But I can't give any name.
Welcome, welcome, everybody, to OG Radio Presents Poetry Thursday with your boy Radio Rail and Genesis.
What's up, everybody? Hope y'all enjoying y'all night tonight. Y'all ready for some poetry?
So, our first poet, really had some technical difficulties going on. So she will not be on the 9:15 spot.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure if she's going to call in an hour or just wait till next week.
Okay, well, I know I have one that's calling in at 9:30. What about the personnel that you have for 9:45?
They are still a go.
Okay. Well, I can share a poem with you today. I haven't shared in a while. I guess I can share one of my pieces. Unless, Pharrell, you have something you want to share.
Nah, I ain't got nothing.
Okay, well, hold on. Let me look through my lovely notes. Okay, can you hear me good?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, yeah?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Okay. Now, I wrote this poem a couple weeks ago because I was featured on another poetry event, so I never read it for OG Radio, but I've been thinking about it, so I'm going to read it today.
All right.
And it's called Triggered. It goes like this. My unhealthy thoughts became word vomit. I'm sorry, this is I'm a little nervous. I know you like, how did that happen? Okay.
Right.
Backstory.
You, all people.
This is some things that happened in my life, and I just felt like I need to speak about it. Okay, let's start over. All right. It's called Triggered. My unhealthy thoughts became word vomit absorbed on the pages of rejection, modified by the triggers that stole my salvation. Click, click. The time when a man choked me until my already dim light went out. Click, click. When my pH balance became a foreign scent that led me to another woman's tainted garden. Click, click. How about when my alcohol level became slightly elevated and your hands broke into my treasure box and kidnapped my security, which secured me. Click, click. Or the time I saw my pops break broken holes into an already broken woman, licking her blood trail from an already temporary jail cell. Click, click. Or let's talk about the time my hair was covered in knots because my mommy chose wedding vows that didn't include DNA from another man's seed. Click, click. What about you calling me a bitch? or calling me a hoe. My clip is full and ready to go. I got one more trigger left. Fuck it. I just can't do this shit anymore. I'm sorry. And that's triggered. Okay.
Really deep.
Well, I wish I could have read it a little bit better. Tonight I'm not feeling very well. If most of y'all might know, I am 7 months pregnant, and it's been a little rough today.
It's all good. I think everybody, including myself, definitely got the message.
Well, I appreciate it. But, yeah, today was one of them days, and I was like,
right.
Well, I still love poetry, so it's something to do or to look forward to, even when you're not, that's the best time when people write anyways, when they, like, not feeling well or something going on in their life or whatever the case may be.
Right.
So that was mine.
Happy that, what you always say, spoke your truth?
Yeah, I spoke my truth.
One hell of a poem right there.
Well, thank you. I was thinking about, you know, they had that event with Mahogany. I believe it's Mahogany,
mm-hmm.
right? It's Mahogany.
Yeah.
When they have the open mic
Mahogany
night for the on Thursday night. And I don't know the exact address. Do you know the address? I've seen her talking about it before.
I would
but it's
have
usually
to
earlier
look,
in the day.
But I do have it.
I think that'd be a good event for people to attend that like open mic night.
Oh yeah,
especially
exactly.
It's early in the night.
For all those in Chicago, Chicagoland area, every Thursday from 8 to 11:30 p.m. at 9628 South Harvard Avenue. Again, that's 9628
yeah.
South Harvard Avenue. Chicago, Illinois. It is open mic hosted by Bar University TV, How or Not.
Yes, it's $5 entry fee as well. They have.
You're right. Yes.
And they said, is it a bartender consultant?
Yes, there's a bartender. And it's hosted by a fellow local Chicago artist, Noah J. Clay. She also dabbles in poetry as well. But y'all check that out on Thursdays if y'all on the book and wanna go see some live dope ass open mic.
I think maybe one night we could Thursday night the host like a poetry show there. And let some other people get on to have a radio set up too there. You think we'll be able to do something like that?
Problem with me is I'm not sure what time I would get there because I get off at 7 and it would take me an hour and some change to get from there out to that address.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't come right on time, but I'd get there. But, you know, you can always
meet you there and start the show.
Host. Right, so if you can make that happen, we can. We just change up our regular scheduled program.
I think that'd be cool because then we can do some more networking and then more poets can come on. By the way, if you guys want to do for not open mic but some radio recitals for poetry, call in. We're looking for some more entries, poetry, and things like that. And we always love people to share their truth and, you know, recite poetry. It might touch somebody else. It's important that everybody knows that they're not the only one out there going through some stuff. So if you're interested, call in radio show. Let me make sure that I have this beautiful number that Rail used to forget all the time. And now I'm forgetting it all the time, but
I know it by heart. I got it now.
Yeah, it's 516-666-9826.
Yep.
That was correct,
right?
I got that right, right?
Yeah, you got it right. 516-666-9826.
Well, you remember it by heart. I always have to look it up, but it shouldn't be that hard. But yes, call in if you're interested in reciting the poetry. Also, we have a nice little $25 to give away if you win. Or if judges listen and they're like, hey, we like that one, and that's the one for the night.
Okay.
So I'm ready for that.
Y'all poets starting to break my pocket. Oh, that sounded like that was the baby.
yeah, we'll see.
We'll take it.
How you know?
I could tell. Lord, let me tell you.
Let me tell you. You know, I know this is not a show about pregnancy, but let y'all men know. Let me show y'all in on something real quick. Pregnancy can be a beautiful thing. Beautiful, okay? But some days it can be in the dirt, in the mud. Do you hear me? It's rough. And those days, that's when you want to turn into Tasmanian devil and tear some shit up. When I tell you, it gets that real some days. And sometimes you don't understand, but you got to think. It's a little human that you create in a leg that day, a toenail, a piece of hair, a heart, a lung, something. Your body is creating that and taking all the energy that you have to just make that. So y'all appreciate y'all women that's carrying y'all little seeds around, because when I say they grow and then stretch you all out and make you feel real sick. So
wow. So I'm glad that we, our men, don't have to go through that shit.
Yeah, y'all lucky, because
we catch all the external stuff, though.
That's true, because, you know, I be trying to take time, but some days it's just the rash just comes out. I just can't control it, and I just be, I wonder what, I mean, crying over the dumbest stuff, hormonally crying. I remember one time I just cried in the store because they ran out of ice cream. Matter of fact, the freezer was dead or something like that, and it wasn't working, and they didn't have no ice cream in there. I was in the middle of the school. I literally had walked all the way over there, you know, to take the car. I was like, I'm just gonna go get me some ice cream. I need a little exercise anyway. And when I got over there, it just broke my heart, like the smallest things. So don't pay us no attention. It's the hormones, but they get real.
Wow.
Yeah, and then every time you go into the doctor's office, it seems like they got to stick you 101 times. So that's that.
Well,
that is that.
I feel for y'all. That's a lot. Yeah, that's a lot.
I meant to say, too, so I know I've been telling everybody about my open mic night. Poetry place that I want to open up. Finally, people are starting to return my phone calls. I'm extremely excited about that. Hopefully, it's open by next year, summertime. We'll be doing the same thing and networking with people, and then you can actually come to an event, you know, and broadcast. You got poetry books that you want to sell there, CDs if you want to sell there. Well, I don't think people have CDs anymore, but just perform, and then let people know how to purchase whatever you're selling there. And it's going to be called Zoetic Island. And it's a pretty dope spot. And I feel like a lot of poets would like to come out. But you got to be 21. That's unfortunate, because there's going to be alcohol there. I know it's a lot of people that like to drink. So, but I feel like I want to make it where you can be 20 and come and just perform, but you're not going to be allowed to drink. So I'm trying to figure that out right now. But everything is up and running again. It should be open by next summer. I'm definitely planning for it. If anybody got any ideas, something like that, inbox me about stuff that poets like. Well, I'm a poet. I know what I like and what other people would be expecting when they go to, like, open mic night, like whether it's going to be marijuana brownies or alcohol with marijuana in it, or a certain stage where you set up your stuff at. Like, what kind of things do you guys like? So I feel like that would be helpful for me, and to get, you know, the audience, the poets, so they,
right,
when they come to perform, artists, and so they're comfortable when they do get up there. Do you guys like bright lights? Some people are stage fright, or you don't want light bright, so you don't want, you don't need the microphone because your voice just echoes so far. You know, back in the day, they used to have poetry where, you know, you don't need the microphone. You just get up there and spit, and then that'd be it.
Right.
Not the new age people. So I really, I am interested in learning about everybody. So hit me up or hit Rail
okay
up, and I'm pretty sure that
right
you can let me know what y'all think. Rail, if you have any suggestions, please lay them out there. I'm pretty sure you do.
Oh, real quick, Brittany just called in. She got about 3 minutes, so we'll let her try to hurry this one in before her phone cuts off. Hey, Brittany.
Hey, how you doing?
How's it going? Good.
I'm doing okay. Today's actually the general election here in Jamaica. We selected a new government, so.
All right.
Okay, well, we ours is coming up.
Her call just dropped.
It just dropped? What, her phone is dying or something?
Something about international calls. I guess she had to reboost it or something. She said she had about 2 minutes left on her phone. I didn't even know she called in right away. But she may call back in at 10 o'clock.
Okay, so she's going to reboot it again, and it's going to be up and running at 10?
Yeah, I believe she's going to call in right back at 10.
Well, we have a poet that's supposed to be calling in about 7 minutes. So, her name is Shakita, I believe. She's been on a show one other time. And I can't remember exactly which poem she spoke about. We've had a lot of poets that's came on the show that's done some spoken words. So, I'm not too familiar with all her poetry, but she seems like, you know, she's pretty good. And where are all the poets at anyway? What's going on with that? Because before, we had a whole bunch. Now, all of a sudden, they disappeared. I don't know where everybody's at. Nobody wants to do any poetry right now. Have you noticed that?
They just, like, there was a wave. Just came in.
It's a wave.
That's what it seemed like.
So when that wave gonna pick back up?
Hopefully, real soon. Hopefully.
Well, you who's your artist for tomorrow?
I have no idea. AK is bringing on the artist. I have no idea who it is.
What happened to the Caucasian girl that you had? I don't even remember her name. She had a rough name that I couldn't remember. What's her stage name? That one, yes.
Yeah.
Did she ever come back on?
I have to reach back out to her because I know she had a family emergency at the time, so I had to get her in on another week. She might be next week. I got to go back and look at the little lineup.
Poetry Night should do the same thing. Have one featured poet for the night? Or do you think it's better this way?
A featured poet? That works. In case a lot of people don't you know, stuff like this where things end up happening. I know I do have another poet. He's definitely going to be on the show next week. He had to work tonight, so he couldn't get on the show. So we got one definite next week. But I think I like the idea of the featured poet.
Well, we have to work those details out. Yeah, I'm at a loss of words today. How everybody
it's
doing
okay.
tonight? I don't know. How was work today?
Oh, man, it was good. It was long. It was, I'm tired, as always.
You got to make that money, honey.
Yeah, that's why I'm so glad that tomorrow's Friday and the holiday is Monday.
Are you off?
Yes. Yes. Thank God I'm off.
Wow, that's good.
A whole month
straight
of overtime.
Oh, them check. I mean, then you talk about some poor taking your money. Shoot, you can afford it.
I mean,
you got some money coming in.
Yeah, que pasa? You know, speak English.
Me,
but
I'm not Espanol.
Oh,
yeah,
a lot of you are alert, you know that. But I believe your caller, your poet, has just called in.
Okay.
So we will put them through the line. What's up, poet? How you doing? How you feeling?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Tired. I had an old person take their teeth out and touch me with them. I am what today?
I think
it's in the air.
Yeah,
it's in the air. It's in the air. So how did you figure that out? Go get through that part of your day.
She took them out her mouth and she tapped me with her teeth and was like, hey, here. I didn't even know you wore false teeth, so this is a shock and it's disgusting.
Who is this person?
One of my clients.
Oh, Lord,
I thought they got me a next or a home take it. Something.
Home health care, and I do CNA at a nursing home.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Much props.
Well, you in the fight then. Right.
Yeah. Much props to you.
There's a lot of sick people, they say, with the COVID and stuff like that's going on within the nursing homes and CNA, and you got to be really careful in there.
I work in one of those we call uppity nursing homes. These people got boo-hoo money. And if you got COVID, they not even let you in the building. You can't even get past the gate security.
Right.
Wow.
I didn't even know old people needed security, but they got whole gate security. You can't even get in the gate.
Well, it's not good, but it's good. So, I mean, hey, as long as it's you protected, that's
right.
All that matters.
Yeah.
So, how many other times have you been on the show?
This be my third time.
Okay, I knew you had been on here before. It's like, I don't remember exactly how many times, but.
What's your name?
Poet Stevens.
Poet
Stevens, that's my author name, is Poet.
Oh, yeah, I remember you. Okay.
Right. So, how many poems you going to read for us today, tonight?
I got two. The first
okay.
one, all of your dreads, because, you know, stay rocking out loud.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And
this is for a man or just everybody with dreads?
It's for a woman perspective, because you really have to think outside the box. Because what if Medusa wasn't a Gorgon? Like, what if she was a black woman and people interpreted her hair wrong and everything about her wrong because she was just so beautiful?
Okay. Okay, so I was like, I'm ready for some hot, sexy poet right now, not some sexy chocolate men walking around here.
Wow. My tears are bleeding.
Hey, I love
black
men.
All they
know.
Yeah, I'm saying. I don't have, you know, I'm locked in. I can't relate.
I've actually never dated somebody with locks either, but they seem interesting to me, so.
Wow.
Hey.
I got braids.
I have braids, yeah. I talk to you with braids, but not locks. So locks is like a commitment. Braids, you ain't really got to commit too much to that. I think that's what's the sexy part about it. Men with dreads, that's like the commitment.
It is. But they got to get it retwisted because I don't like those. I like the locks that are maintained.
The ones with the carpet, the shag rug.
Yeah, I don't like that. If your lock's dirty, I'm not sure if you might go in the category of that pole hustler. No, I'm trying to sell your baby mama food
right.
Stamp to holler at me. No, thank you, sir.
I feel that.
But the title of this poem is
Well,
Am I Medusa, my body which men crave, my free-flowing locks which other cultures are called, my skin beautiful, glowing honey brown, my eyes will make you freeze in your step, a deep, beautiful brown. You will turn to stone still from looking long. Am I Medusa? Others hate on me for my natural beauty, so they tear me down, and I hide from the world. Am I Medusa? For I run and ask for help, but my pleas either fall on deaf ears or anger others to curse me and drag my name. Again, I ask, am I Medusa? And that's the end of that poem.
Okay.
I like that.
I think that's good. Yeah. I like that too. I appreciate that one. I never really. Do you have locks? Is your lock long or?
I'm short, so my locks look long because I'm like 5 foot. So they look long,
okay.
But they go to my neck now. Yeah.
Okay. How long have you been growing?
Booty and height, so I had picked one of the stuff.
Okay. How long you been growing your locks?
This make a year. It was, I actually did it for my sister and my mother. My mother lost all her hair, and I cut mine off. And then my sister was like, we're going to get locks soon as hair grow back. And I'm like, that don't sound like a bad idea. So I got hers first. When mom's hair grew back, she got hers. And I was the last one to get them. But it's been a year now. Absolutely love them.
I've been thinking about
and
my hair.
To get my hair.
Shout out
yeah,
to
that's
the patients if you had to grow them.
Oh, yeah. And started from the short phase, because I had just cut it off.
Right.
They were ugly, and I had to wear the little lace front for a while. I was like, I'll screw this. But once they got long, I'm sorry, but nothing you but come on, and she was like, I come to club shaking my dress. Once shake out in case it does or not.
I think everybody had that.
Dang.
Oh, yeah.
I've been thinking about
like really shake
too.
It's an easy process, in my opinion, and you save, honest opinion, so much more money for the things. I get done like once every, 12 weeks. The girl that does them does them right, so they last a while. All I got to do is brush my spray and shine and keep my hair moisturized, and I can go about my very day. That's about a whole 30 minutes of trying to find a wig or trying to do my hair or trying to find a way to braid my hair.
Right.
Yes.
It
saves up. Thought about it. My hair is already pretty long. Okay. So what's your second poem?
My second poem I dedicate to my sister because she is one of my best friends. Her name is
Wow, you actually like your sister?
I actually like her for this year. She's like my best friend. We went through a phase of not talking, and that broke my... Yeah, because we went through a phase of not talking for 2 years. It broke my heart. But I'm stubborn, she's stubborn, and then one day we just met up and we just started talking like nothing happened.
Have you always had a close relationship?
No, we not. We used to fight hell because you can't tell. I was the little sister that just knew I was fine because I was small, and she was the big sister that had the thick shape, and you couldn't tell me nothing because I would call her fat and she called me skinny, and we fight all the time on stupid stuff.
I wish me and my sister would get along. We've never gotten along since we was kids, and we only 18 months apart, and I've tried to have a relationship with her, but it just ain't work. And I've never wanted to give up hope. I've always wanted to have like a close relationship with my sister, but it just looked like it's just not going to happen. So I kind of like,
older.
At one point,
I was like, I don't even care.
Right.
And then
I'm in my
30s. Older and stuff happened. Yeah, we both in our 30s. It took a while because when I was in my 20s, she told me nothing. I couldn't stand her and she couldn't stand me.
Right.
Oh, so this
was
okay. There's still a little hope.
Yeah, it's still. Yeah, you
a
know,
lot
you,
of
siblings
go
you know,
through it.
Me and my twin sister used to always go back and forth.
We are yin and yang now that we got older.
Y'all gave me a little hope.
After high school, we got way more close.
Once I hit my early 30s, 32, 33, I started getting along better because in high school, there was no hope in high school.
Well, at least y'all got together, though. That's the great part.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you writing poems about her. Like, I would never write a poem about my sister. I can't stand her ass. I'm going to let you know. We do not get along. We just, like, we tolerate each other for the kids. That's about it. Other than that, we do not fool with each other at all. It is what it is.
Because one day I was sitting and laughing with Mama, and we're like night and day, like we can't stand each other. And the next day, not even the next day, earlier that morning, I got the worst phone call talking about your mama on court. 3 months later, she made it through, but fix it while you can fix it. That's the best advice you can give anybody.
Because
there's
going to
be a
moment
you're going to regret you didn't fix it.
I've definitely tried. I still try, but I don't try as hard as I used to, but I try. I want to have that relationship with her one day because I know once my mama, you're not always going to have your mama, but I want to have somebody, you know, here with you. I think that's another reason why I wanted to give my daughter a sibling because I guess it's kind of selfish to only have one child, I guess, but I wouldn't think about having no more kids, to be honest with you, but it'd be good for her. She have a sibling, so she won't be alone in this world. Have somebody to talk to.
You got to have somebody to have your back.
That too. So it all works out. We'll see. I just hope it don't have to come to something devastating for me and my sister to be close. But I keep asking God about it. If it's meant, then it'll happen. But go ahead with your poem. I want to hear this. Maybe I'll write something for her. Nice.
I'm telling you, fix it like you can. I know when that day going to come. Do it. My sister blocked me on Facebook. I buy her house, ride by her, see her outside and blow the horn. You can block me on Facebook, but I still stay at.
Right.
My sister got your sister beat, baby.
Dedicated.
A block.
dedicated.
Oh, I'm very dedicated. Yeah. You can't block me. I make fake pages. I'll ride by your house in 7 people, different car. I'll knock on the door. I'll leave you gifts. I'll leave mail. I'll leave letters in your mailbox. I know you. I know where you work at. I know where your mama. We got the same mama. Don't play with me. I will catch you slipping. We go to the grocery store together. I'm gonna stop writing the style as you are. Just you see me. See you. See me.
Right.
Just how you doing?
No, my sister got your sister beat, baby. You only upset about somebody blocking you. My sister didn't have you livid, baby. She not a regular sister. She's a little different.
Oh, no, that was just a nice thing she did, block me.
No, okay.
She had a family man for years.
Well, hey, that's what it's about.
The title of the poem
was
called Chandra. After my girlfriend. Everybody mispronounced her name, so she hears this and she hears y'all mispronounce. She's so used to it now. All of us got messed up names except for my brother. Everybody wants true. But I somebody that got both. Thing of my life. She was dropped off day one and has been there ever since. We haven't always had the best of time, but you was always been there. I needed someone to talk to, you were there. When I didn't have a dime to my name, you didn't look at me different. When I didn't have nothing to eat, you fed me with no compulsion, sent me home with something for later. And the whole world turned their back against me, and everything's going bad. You were there to help me for being a drama queen. So for this, this is for you, Chandra Johnson. Love, sister.
Aww.
I put that poem in my book.
That was sweet.
That was sweet. That was sweet. That was really sweet. What made you write it for her?
We made up. We talked, and I missed so many years. I feel like I missed years of my niece's life. Even only two, I feel like I missed so much. And she went through stuff, and she ain't had nobody to talk to, and I went through some stuff, and I really wanted was my sister. So we just decided to hash everything out, and I felt like, honestly, the whole world turned their back against me, and they judged me for everything I did. So it was like, don't even worry about that. Like this, you know what you can do. You know what you can do. Don't sweat it. Because I'm like, oh, my God, I can't even see. They lied on me.
Right.
Even though some of it wasn't a lie, I'm still going to say it's a lie to this day.
You want to go call my queen now?
That didn't make me want to call my sister, but I mean.
Wow.
My sister's a bit. This would have to be an offline conversation. I would have to let you know because we'd have been through some things. Some things, and you be like, most people would not make it through those things, and we still maintain a semi cordial relationship. So we are.
Cordial is the first step.
Right. That's it. That's all I. That's all we can do right now. So I talk to her when I can, and that's about it for the kids' sake. I'm not going to miss out on my niece's life, and she's not going to miss out on hers. So we just kind of let bygones be bygones and try to just talk about the kids. We don't talk about anything personal between us. We just kind of talk about the children. I think that's what saves. It keeps us communicating, because if it wasn't for the kids, we wouldn't talk. We done went years and years and years without talking to each other and been just fine. But when we start having kids, it's kind of changed everything. Like, they love each other. Like,
oh yeah,
love that me and my sister probably won't have anytime this year or next year. So, yeah, I definitely appreciate that poem. Mm-hmm. That was really sweet.
Oh, yeah. I think we weren't talking.
Yeah, I don't know what just happened, but thank you for sharing that poem. I'm definitely going to call my twin afterward because I'm inspired just to talk to her now.
Well, thank you for having me.
No problem.
Yes, thank you for coming on.
I'm just going to say
you
it again.
You are always...
Squash it.
Fix it.
Oh, yeah, say your
you're always welcome to come
platform
back.
Name.
Platform name, Poet Stevens. My Instagram name is Poet Brooks. Facebook name is Woods Brooks. Like I said, my second book will be out in October. Got everything straightened out. I will give you a definite when I receive my author thing. I'm working on book three. It don't have a title yet, but I'll find some motivation somewhere soon.
All right. Hope you get that motivation to finish it.
Book's finished. It just doesn't have a title.
I mean, yeah, you knew what I meant. you're always more than welcome to come back. Again, here on OG Radio Poetry Thursday, we give $25 to the winner. So hopefully, if the delegators delegate and see you as the winner, we will contact you again about Cash App and you or Zelle, whatever way you want to.
Okay. We'll be waiting.
You have a good and blessed night.
You too.
Yes.
All right. Our next poet is a dear friend of mine. We've grown up with each other. So I've known her for a very, very long amount of years. I'm happy to introduce my homie, Miss Christina.
Hello, hello.
Hey, what's up? Brother? How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm blessed. How y'all doing?
I'm good, man. You like my... That's going to be the first and last time I give you a good intro like that.
First of all, you making us sound too old. But yes, this my homie. We go way back.
Like six tramps in a Cadillac.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Well, let me know. Y'all ready for me to recite my poem?
Yes, but you got a backstory and the title of the poem?
It's untitled.
Okay. So, did you have a specific reason on why you wrote it?
Nah. You know, I was just kind of letting my feelings out about the state of the world. It's something I wrote a couple of years ago.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead. It's more to life than these streets. Wish I could tap into every nigga brain, their mentality rearranged. Life ain't no game, but circumstances will make you go insane. Waiting on a change where everybody live a good life, where nobody want to blow their brains, where the best of yesterday will be the worst of today. And to rest, a mother, her child, she will never have to lay. Because niggas with no conscience took her baby away. And what the greats fought for will never be in vain. It's a shame too many shorties don't know their daddy name. Everybody want to complain, but nobody want to take the blame. Money to fund wars, but the poor forever poor. Will we make it through another day of this, I'm unsure. Police kicking in the doors. Took a pops away from a family they have torn. His hustle fed them. Now baby mama swiping and running through stores. Because she got too much frass to become a whore. A hood life will make you hardcore. Hood rich, but still living poor. Stuck on the ground floor with fucked up shit our children adore. Everybody getting high because the shit we all face too often got to brace ourselves for. Baby girl tired of window shopping, so the niggas she start topping and the bands they been dropping for the love of money, but for herself she never cared for. And for temporary feelings, her standards she allure. We all going through a revolving door, walking through hell, ducking from shells. Politicians selling American dreams, but too unrealistic it seems. when we fighting wars off in the streets just so we could eat. In that case, my cousin could beat, but he got a snitch. So automatically, he a bitch. His only fate a bitch, so his lips zip. What about his kids? The consequences he reaps. Better a cell than 6 feet deep. And it's too many niggas hating, so if you shine and pack some heat, a little money will turn into a petty beef. From the streets of strife, born into a fucked up life, circumstances determining reality, but what happened to dreams? They free. Pray for the day that niggas did goals and no longer act like we still being sold. And that's it, y'all.
That was dope. Enjoyed that one.
Yeah, I'm glad y'all enjoyed it.
Yeah, I had the pleasure of seeing it last night. So I read it, but hearing it is totally different from reading it.
For sure.
So even though, you know, I read the words, I could still visualize those words. Every word that you wrote, I can visualize the story you got going on with that poem.
That's what's up. That's the goal. That's what's up.
So, how long have you been writing poetry or been into poetry?
I've been writing as long as I can remember, but I've never really shared my work unless I was, like, in school or something like that. So this is my first time ever, like, going public with my poetry since high school.
I don't remember you writing poetry, but I...
Yeah, that's my little secret, but it's out now. I'm thankful to be able to be on y'all's platform and be able to share.
Of course, man. See, out of all my friends, finally somebody decided to get the courage to want to get on the show. It ain't even that bad, is it?
No, it's not. It's like, you know, having a phone conversation. I can't lie. I was a little nervous, but, you know, when you get something to say, you just say it.
And what is that called, Genesis?
I'm sorry.
I just kicked, so give her a few minutes. It's all good.
I'm sorry. I don't know if she knows. Does she know? I'm pregnant. I'm 7 months, and it's getting a little rough. So I wasn't really feeling well today, so I've been in and out.
Yeah, I understand, but blessings and congratulations on that.
Thank you. What was the question again, Real? You over here making fun of me.
Nah, she was saying that she's happy that, you know, we gave her the platform to, you know, start a poem. And I said, well, what is that called, Genesis? Your favorite line?
Oh, speaking the truth. Well,
yeah,
I am Genesis. I am the beginning. I was like, it's a couple things I say all the time, but yeah, I was like, I was in the middle of a Braxton Hicks, so I just, excuse me. I'm going to kick
it's
real
not
when
funny,
I see you again.
Funny.
I'm going to kick your ass.
I know it's not funny, but it's funny to me.
Yeah. I'm so tired.
I can just tell as soon as it happens. It's all good. You hang in there, buddy. You got 2 more months. Month and a half.
Yay!
You got it.
Thank you. Thank you. Goodness. But
Tino.
Yes, speak your truth. You bring your next one?
Nah, that's all I had. Thank y'all again.
That's all you had today?
Of course. Now.
Yes.
I mean,
why?
It was like a last minute thing. So, you know.
It was. Oh. I just found about
it.
It
ain't
I
my
found
fault.
Out about it.
Oh,
I found out about it last night, to be honest, and I had to go digging to find something I was comfortable doing.
So do you still write, or do you do open mic nights?
Not as much as I would like to, but, yeah, I do.
Okay. You know, they got open mic night tonight as well. Give them the address again, Rally Rails, because I know you know it by heart. And they have that one, and then we have some other platforms, especially when, COVID-19 is going on. So it's a lot of times it's, rough.
The address is 9628 South Harvard Avenue from 8 o'clock to 11:30 p.m. every Thursday. It's free to perform, but it's a $5 entry. Hosted by Noah J. Clay, which is a local artist around Chicago.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, definitely come out and share your truth and make sure you, bringing some good stuff out, because other people can relate to you and they've been through a lot of stuff, and that's always a nice feeling to know somebody else going through or they not alone.
Definitely.
I know for me anyway. So, yeah. Thank you for sharing that, though. I appreciate you even coming on the show because, so everybody don't share their poetry.
Thank y'all.
Of course.
Y'all have a good night and keep doing what y'all are doing. What you say?
Appreciate it. Now you semi-famous. You semi-famous now.
Thank you. Y'all have a nice evening. Blessings.
You too.
You too, man. Okay.
Rally Rail.
That is all from the poet.
Yeah, that's all the ones tonight. So I am about to go. I have to go. So you're going to play the rest of the music for tonight, I guess. What are you playing?
I'm just going to randomly play some things. I'm just going to play a few things and then end the show. Let's see, what do I want to do? One time and one time only. One time and one time only. Only because it was two poets, I will each cash out them both 25.
You going to do both of them tonight?
Yes, only because I feel like we would need, another artist or, for me, it has to be three or four for me to want to really cast a vote.
That's true.
And I'm just feeling nice today, so I would cash out vote. So if you can get the first poet, her cash out, and I already have Christina, so I will cash out them both 25.
Yeah, don't forget, Brittany's might be calling back in, too.
Oh, she's going to call next week.
Okay.
Yeah, I just spoke to her.
Okay,
well,
it's been real, Rally Rails. It's your girl, I am Genesis3YE_M_Genesis on Instagram and Genesis Silverman on Facebook. If you guys want to do some poetry, holler at me or your boy Rails. And I'll holler.
Have a good night, Jennifer.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, everybody, I am just going to pretty much provide everybody with maybe 10, 15 minutes of music. So without further ado, I'm just going to play it out pretty much. This right here, I've been playing a lot frequently. It's Public Announcement with Body Bumper Remix featuring Lil Boosie.
Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you. And there gonna be somebody bumping going on, somebody bumping going on. Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you. And there gonna be somebody bumping going on, somebody bumping going on. So let me work your body, work your body, work your body. Work your body. And I've been waiting all night to get next to you. Say she living with a man, so I'm hoping for a one night stand. And I've been thinking about this moment, know you thought about this moment too. So I'ma grip up on that ass like some plot. So baby, please excuse my hand. And we can meet up in the hotel lobby. We can get the party started. And we can keep it on the down low, shawty. We ain't gotta tell nobody. And I'ma work your body. Hands all over your body. And I'ma kiss all over your body. Every single inch of your body. Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you. And there gon' be some body bumping going on. Some body bumping going on. Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you. And there gon' be some body bumping going on. Some body bumping going on. So let me work your body. Work your body. Work your body.
Body bumping.
And I'ma work your body. Work your body, body, work your body. Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you.
I'm
erase you out my mind. If it's been a long day, long day, long day, I can't live without you. Seven whole days, whole days. I can't sleep without you. For the record, my heart is cherished, think of being self. Won't give my heart to just anybody. No, I need that place to breathe. I need a time to see that you're right for me. I need a time to see, no, I won't settle. For the record, my heart is cherished, think of being self. Won't give my heart to anybody. No, I need that place to breathe. I need a time to see that you're right for me. I need a time. My mind is just seven long days, long days. I can't live without you. Seven whole days, whole days, whole days. I try to erase you on my mind. It's been seven long days, long days. I can't sleep without you. Mixed emotions, I'm on emotional roller coaster. You know that love is so real once you cross the ocean. Love that close, I still feel. Didn't know how to feel. Had to submit the wheel. Call me back surprised. Things didn't seem real. Years of dodging Cupid. I spent too many years out here looking stupid. I just want that loving that's real. My heart needed to heal. Only way that it's real. Just listen. For the record, my heart is cherished. Think of being self. Won't get my heart.
Rockin' with no makeup, niggas cock blockin' and it's Asalaamu Alaikum. I just need a breather, baby, you just seem to take 'em. I want you, ooh, ooh, tonight. But you my kryptonite. But I want you, ooh, ooh, tonight. We should just screw, ooh, ooh, tonight.
Yeah, where you, been in it for a minute and I'm never fucking finished. Where you, where you? You don't like the way I'm living, but I never play the victim. For you, for you. Get you anything you want, need a diamond, better flaunt it.
Yeah, it's true, it's true,
it's true. Give you everything you got it, we be flying like a rocket. We living so lavish, that lobster was steak. Jay ripping some salad, she water wet lake. We killing the balance, why bother with fake? We up in the balance, we prosper with fate. Where you, where you, where you, where you?
I think you should wait up. Lately, I don't think that I should wake up. Love it when you rockin' with no makeup. Niggas cock blockin' and it's Asalaamu Alaikum. I just need a breather, baby. You just seem to take 'em. I want you, ooh, ooh, tonight. But you my kryptonite. But I want you, ooh, ooh, tonight. We should just screw, ooh, ooh, tonight.
Is this a dream? Or maybe you should pinch me? Having all these dreams about a nigga in a Bentley. Talk to other girls, but they never seem to tip me. I'm here to get my presents, but I'm stuck up in the chimney. I'm just so ecstatic. Niggas talking shit like a habit. Cop ass through your chest like your radish. I'm running for your love, but I can't seem to grab it. You really love my music, well, I think that you should blast it. Shawty love the ocean. Back to the beach where we going. My miracle like Texas is snowing. Your cute little bug got my erection just growing. I get up and leave, and you like where you going. But
baby, I want you tonight. But you my kryptonite. But I want you tonight. We should just screw tonight, yeah. I think you should wait up. Lately, I don't think that I should wake up. Love it when you rock it with no makeup. Niggas cock blocking and it's hot till I'm a lake em. I just need a breather, baby. You just seem to take them. I want you tonight. But you my kryptonite. But I want you tonight. We should just screw tonight,
out loud, in this packed club, and it's about to get wild. Model type chicks all around like clouds, taking off clothes like it's going out of style. Look up in the crowd, then I see her, body language talking, we don't even need words. Driving on the curves like I'm running on E, about to dive in, I ain't talking about the beach, I'm a beast, huh?
Baby, tonight, baby, I'm yours, your love gets me high, and we can just soar.
one to mess me up. Because of them it's hard to trust, and I don't think you deserve it. Blame it on my exes, because of them I hate you. I be lying, I be cheating, I be doing everything they did. It's not my fault that I can't love, that I can't trust.
a little anxious, baby, 'cause I know that you're on your way. I haven't seen you in a while now, sugar, but when you get here, I know that things will be okay. I'm in the mood for you. Come over, so I can do something sweet in store. Bathwater's red, the candles lit, dinner's cooked, everything is cooked all for you, baby, and more. I'm in the mood.
Enjoy tonight's show. I hope everybody have a safe and blessed night. Good night from your boy Radio Rail. Follow me on IG at Radio Rail 21.